Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our second journey together. Today is December the 14th and our Bible reading portion is from the book of Hebrews chapters 4 to 6. God is not unjust to forget our labor of love. We read in Hebrews chapter 6 verse 10 like this. For God is not unjust to forget your work and labor of love which you have shown towards His name, in that you have ministered to the saints and do minister. The writer of Hebrews draws our attention to a very important attribute of God that makes it worthwhile to serve Him faithfully on this earth, even though we are not getting the adequate credit or appreciation or reward from the people that we serve in the ministry. It is highly likely that people will take our service for granted and forget to either recognize or thank us for our service. When the Old Testament patriarch Joseph was thrown into a prison cell, being falsely charged for a crime that he had never committed, he encountered the chief butler of Pharaoh in the prison and interpreted his dream for him. After interpreting the dream of the chief butler, Joseph made the following request to him that we see in Genesis chapter 40 verses 14 and 15 like this. But remember me when it is well with you, and please show kindness to me. Make mention of me to Pharaoh, and get me out of this house. For indeed, I was stolen away from the land of the Hebrews, and also I have done nothing here that they should put me into the dungeon. Even though the chief butler was reinstated in his position, this is written about him in Genesis chapter 40, verse number 23. Yet the chief butler did not remember Joseph, but forgot him. It was only after 2 years that God gave a dream to Pharaoh, which caused the chief butler to remember Joseph, that started his rise to honor and power in the Egyptian land. God was not unjust to forget Joseph's labor of love, and God rewarded him accordingly. As we serve God faithfully in this world, our work and our labor of love are manifest in our lives every day. Our faith manifests itself in a life of good works, which displays active love for the household of faith. We should continue to serve the people of God, not to expect a reward, but as an output of our thankfulness for what God has already done for us. We should be confident in this fact, that God will never forget our work or the labor of love that we do in His name. God takes note of our commendable Christian conduct and will justly reward us for them. One day in the near future, we can be sure that we will receive a reward from God directly for all the good that we have done. Let us never forget that we have a just, loving God who will show His appreciation for our faithful acts of service. Therefore, let us persevere in our labor of love that we do for God's sake among His people. Let us remain faithful to our upward call from God while we wait patiently for Him to fulfill His promises to us regarding our future reward and inheritance. Let us remember the words of Apostle Paul, finally, in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 9 and 10 like this. Therefore we make it our aim, whether present or absent, to be well-pleasing to Him. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that each one may receive the things done in his body, according to what he has done, whether good or bad.